USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Linda McMahon is leaving the Small Business Administration to take a job with the president's re-election campaign. In an announcement at his Florida resort, the president says the former pro wrestling executive has done a lot for the country.
She has been a superstar. The fact is that I've known her for a long time. I knew she was good, but I didn't know she was that good. She has been one of our all-time favorites. It was just so smooth. She's helped so many people.
The president also told reporters he may close the border with Mexico as early as next week.
I'm very upset with Mexico. I think Mexico is doing a lot of talking. They have the strongest immigration laws anywhere in the world. They probably have the strongest. And we have the worst. We have the weakest, the most pathetic.
Trump says something has to be done to stem a tide of illegal immigration into the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Attorney General William Barr says the Justice Department will release Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report to Congress and the public after some necessary redactions. Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono wants the full report as well as the underlining materials.
I am particularly interested in the discussion or the analysis relating to obstruction of justice as well as the underlying materials because we saw with our own eyes and heard with our own ears all of the ways that the president tried to stymie this investigation, which he continues to call a witch hunt.
The report is expected to be released by mid-April, if not sooner. President Trump says he and his party are focused on replacing the Affordable Care Act in order to make it more affordable for all Americans. Speaking in Lake Okeechobee, Florida, Trump said they want to get better health care than the Democrats have provided.
We're doing something that is going to be much less expensive than Obamacare for the people. I'm not saying government, I'm saying for the people. And we're going to have pre-existing conditions and we'll have a much lower deductible. And I've been saying it, the Republicans are going to end up being the party of health care.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
A warning has been issued to Russia and any other country that supports the Nicolas Maduro regime in Venezuela. John Clemens reports.
That warning was first issued by President Trump that Russia had to get out of Venezuela. Then another warning was made during a briefing at the State Department by Elliot Abrams, the special envoy for Venezuela.
I would just say that we have options and that I think it would be a mistake for the Russians to think they have a free hand here. They don't.
After Russian troops were sent to Venezuela, the White House declared that action posed a direct threat to the region's security.
Actress, activist, and United Nations Special Envoy Angelina Jolie has delivered the keynote address for a UN gathering to address UN peacekeeping and civilian protection. Jolie, who co-founded the Preventing Sexual Violence in Conflict, says every country that prides itself on human rights and liberty should engage beyond its borders.
A country that believes that all men and women are born free and equal cannot be true to itself if it doesn't defend those principles for all people.
The University of Texas at Austin has suspended the Texas Cowboys Spirit Group from campus for 6 years following an investigation into alleged hazing during a retreat last fall, the night before a new member was injured in a car accident and later died from his injuries. That according to ABC News. An investigation by the school found evidence that new members were subjected to multiple forms of hazing, including physical brutality, coerced consumption of alcohol, and degradation, among other things. You're listening to USA Radio News.